Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. It was a ridiculous night in the Champions League. 18 matches all kicking off at the same time. It was wild and so many storylines. So we won't go through all 18 results, but I'll tell you the ones that you should know about. Atalanta came from behind twice to rescue a 2-2 draw with FC Barcelona, who finished second behind Liverpool in the league phase standings. Liverpool lost, by the way, but doesn't matter because they, of course, had already qualified for the last 16. Morgan Rogers scored a hat-trick as Aston Villa defeated Celtic 4-2 at Villa Park to secure a place in the last 16. The defending champions, Real Madrid, will compete in the playoffs in a bid to reach the last 16 after Rodrigo's brace led them to a 3-0 win over Brest. Sporting Lisbon squeezing into the playoff places despite being held to a 1-1 draw. PSG through to the knockout phase of the playoffs following a 4-1 win at Stuttgart with Ousmane Dembele bagging a hat-trick. And then it was time for the Arsenal, who scored two goals in four first half minutes as they came from behind to beat Girona to qualify for the knockout stages. The thoughts of Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta.
The knockout stage,
it shows a lot of consistency and quality in what we deliver in the first eight games. Playing home and away, I think, is in very similar, and hopefully more confidence and belief for the team that we are a really good team, that we can compete with anybody. And I think that's a big thing in this competition to really have.
Yep, so that is Mikel Arteta talking about his nervy win there for the Gunners. They were 2-2, and then that goal for Girona was disallowed for offside. So lots of goals, lots of storylines in the Champions League. And I think I was very critical of this new look Champions League format, but after last night, everyone was watching it and was absolutely amazing. And then some cricket news. It was the Betway SA20 match in Cape Town. MI Cape Town have booked their spot in the Betway SA20 playoffs following a bonus point win against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. I am not sure what is happening to those men in orange, the defending champions. They were bowled out for 107 in the Mother City. Corbin Bosch 4-19 with the leather. In reply, MI Cape Town 110 for no loss. Ryan Rickleton, he top scored with 59 runs. Now, the match itself wasn't too exciting because, I mean, it was pretty much one-sided. But here's the moment of the match. Arguably, the best catch you'll ever see.
This is a man down there. He's going to take it. Oh, he's taken a blinder. That is a beautiful catch. Wow, that is quite spectacular.